Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, like I said, we will be listening to quite a lot of my friends also who said we want to talk also on the issue of the deceptions of today. Lebo, I won't speak his name because his name is very famous. Hey, Lebo.
So, good afternoon, sir. So, deception of today, I've realized, is draped in a lot of selfishness, self-conceitedness, and a lot of this do-you culture. Mm. What do I mean by do-you? Serve yourself, you know? That's basically what is happening in the world today. People cannot consider the feelings of others, and that is why we even have these podcasts that are not regulated, where people say things that they shouldn't be saying, you know, in the first place. We are now witnesses or bystanders of situations that we shouldn't even have to experience because of this do you culture. People feel they need to speak when they shouldn't even speak. There is no self-control in this do you culture. There is a lot of focus on what can benefit me, and a lot of self-service in the sense of love is now conditional, right? and that bears fruit to a lot of also deception, because you do not consider the feelings of others. You put yourself first. And if something doesn't serve you, you do not consider it, or you consider it as less. And when you consider or have no consideration for others, it's easy for you to deceive them. It's easy for you to override, you know, their feelings, their emotions, their thoughts in certain situations. So deception of today is at an all-time high, I would say, because it's worse in the workspace. The backbiting, even in friendships and relationships, you see people not honoring marriages anymore because of the do-you culture. If I want something, I must go for it at all costs, not considering the next person. So we've, in a way, we've become you know, dehumanized. We've become less sensitive to humanity, you know, to our peers. The responsibility of community and considering others in the things that we do doesn't exist anymore, and that is why it's important that, you know, we as a church still continue to hold on to those principles, because the root of all of this is around pride, is around how one views themselves, and they view themselves as more superior to others. So this is a spirit of pride that is there that then leads to more deception, because if you're not viewed in the way that you want to be viewed, you by all means make sure, even if it means you you know, backstab others or you know, sabotage them in order to get to where you need to. People are willing to do that, and that is the time and the age that we're living in, which is very, very scary. It is not like back in the days where we had respect for each other. You were even afraid of what people would say when it came to certain things, even though they're not stakeholders in your life, but there was a sense of communal responsibility. You know, you did not just want to speak out of turn. And now we have a world filled with unruly children, I'll call it that, right? Mm. Those who have tongues that are not tamed, who find it easy to just walk over others. And that has literally given life to a lot of deception, a lot of harm of others, you know, because we have become an inconsiderate human. We've become inconsiderate human beings, and that has led to a lot of harm, you know, in terms of, that is why you hear even now, I've never heard of a tagline as much as I'm hearing this one of heal yourself. But what are we healing from? It's because we're healing from the hurt that we are causing each other.
Mm.
We're healing from the hurt that we are bringing to the table.
Yeah.
In each other's lives.
Mm.
We cannot trust friendships anymore. We cannot trust our spouses anymore. Not because they are not trustworthy, but because we have people around us who have no morals, right? Because they are doing them. They are doing what services them.
Mm.
So this is a very, very, very sad time that we're living in, but we're not in despair because, those who know Christ know how to follow his principles and how to do what is right and how to become the light of this world. So it's very, very, very important that we remain rooted in love, an unconditional love, and we continue to follow the steps of Christ and mimic his walk in life, when we fellowship with anyone, whether it be in family, in friendships, in the workspace, so that we do not become those people that deceive others, that take away from others, that cause others to seek healing. We should not become weapons that are formed against each other.
Yeah.
So that's basically my thoughts around deception of today.
Thank you so much, Lebo Ramphele. We really appreciate, man. May the Father do you good and grace you even far much more abundantly. I am so grateful that you chose to respond to this. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. 657. Your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout, man. Remember Julia Sefako, who used to do Thursday Live. This is Julia. Hi, Julia. Welcome. Thank you.
Padare ke o tumedisa ka lebitso la Jesu le ba mamedi lebitso la ka ke Julia Sefako. The deceptions of today, bazalwane, I think let us reflect on one deception which we find in 1 John chapter 2 from verse 16 to 17. Let us read, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father but of the world. And the world passeth away in the last thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen, Bazalwane.
Hmm.
I just want to really reflect on the pride of life. I think that's where many deceptions of today are anchored. But also even with the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. But I really want to talk more on the pride of life, Bazalwane. My observation, Gore, the deception of today is the issue of materialism. If you look at Matthew 4 from verse 1 to verse 11, especially verse 9, in fact, verse 8 to 9, the devil tempts Jesus Christ after he has fasted for 40 days, and he says to him, look at all these kingdoms of the world. I agree, Satan is referred to as the king of the world, really,
in a sense,
yeah, the worldly, the dark age, the materialism of all sorts, the powers, they really are not anchored for the glory of God. It's things like, political power, business power, and one that is really not engineered to bring glory to Jesus Christ. So the devil then tempts Jesus Christ and say, look at all these things. If you only bow to me and worship me, I will give them to you. That is an example of a pride of life. Today, that temptation still exists, Bazalwane, whereby you are confronted with a position, let's say, it's an influential position that you could be given to, and it will increase you financially, or it's even a business opportunity, or a fraternity of some sort, those things are still offered today in the same manner that the devil attempted to do to Jesus Christ. When you agree with such fraternities, you are then given all sorts of materialism, but with a caveat that you should bow to the devil on a continuous basis. And it's the greatest deception of today.
Mm.
And it may not come bluntly like we are talking now to say the devil will come to you and say, join a fraternity. Or he would say to you, I'm giving you these things only if you bow to me. It will come quite silently that maybe you will not be interested in the mandate of God, in the callings of God, in the giftings of God, and then in the program of God for today. You will not be interested in those things. You would not want to hear about Jesus coming back and the preparation of his bride and all of that. You will not care much about those things. Rather, you will push the career agenda, the business agenda, and every other thing, really. Any stronghold in your mind that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. So the materialism, swiftly and silently moving away from the agenda of God, not doing things for Christ. For example, if you are studying, literally just to exalt yourself. Let's say you're doing a master's, a certification of some sort, or a PhD. If you find yourself doing those things for you and not for the agenda of Jesus Christ, I think it is still the pride of life.
Yeah.
And it's a deception of today.
Mm.
If, let's say, for instance, you are doing a great business, one that would employ many people, but at the heart of it is not to exalt Jesus Christ. It's not that you are doing it for the program of Jesus Christ, his coming, his preparation of the bride and all of that. If you're not doing that for him, and it's really so that you can get some awards, so that you can be known, leave a legacy for your family, build an empire, and all this agenda has nothing to do with exalting the name of Jesus Christ, it's a deception of today as well. So I just want to say the deceptions are quite easy to fall into. It comes so beautifully as if you are building an empire, you are building an everlasting generational wealth for you and your family, and yet at the end of the day you are being deceived, and you swiftly find yourself moving into the arena of the pride of life. And the Bible cautions in the very same scripture that I opened with that if you find yourself in these things that will eventually pass away, you will not find yourself in the kingdom of God. You will not abide forever.
Mm-hmm.
And yet if you pursue the will of God, the purposes of God, the mandates and the callings of God, the programs of God for today, the preparation of the body for the coming of Jesus Christ, the body of Jesus, which is his bride, for his coming, if your agenda is not that, you are just lost. Those things that you are busy with will just pass away, and you would have found yourself in the kingdom of darkness. May God help us, because some of them, as I said, they don't come as obvious. They just really will tempt you, and you'll just swiftly and slowly find yourself being busy with these things and forsaking Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much, Julia Sefako. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good. Right from the Houses of Parliament, I really appreciate. Thank you. And of course, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM. I'd like us to actually even go to Botswana. I asked my dearest friend, Lee Fa, Sithole, to send me some words on deception and what is the take. And two pastors from her radio station and her movement have really responded to this. And listen to this just after a jiffy as to what this is all about.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Good day, this is Pastor Dikago Steven Sitiso presenting on the topic Deceptions of Today. It should be noted that deceptions of today were prophesied in the Bible. 2 Peter 2 verse 1 to 3 says, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies and denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned ways make merchandise of you, whose judgments now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." Here the Bible reveals startling elements of this deception. That deception was there in the olden times. It is not new, and that more is coming. That deception will involve denial of the Lord, though indirectly. Through this deception, the way of the Lord, being the way of truth, shall be evil spoken of, meaning there will be blasphemy against our Lord. The deceivers are driven by covetousness and greed. They make business out of the gospel. Finally, their judgment is coming. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, about the deceptions of the last day and the end times. "For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." The elect will not be deceived, but it will come so close. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 to 15 says, "And no matter, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." This goes to show that Satan masquerades as an angel of light to deceive the children of God, and sends his messengers, who then masquerade as the messengers of God in order to deceive God's children. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to 16 says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits." There are certain areas of modern day deceptions that are outstanding or that stand out, and they are the following. Number one is the prosperity gospel. This is where some churches and preachers emphasize material wealth and earthly success more than spiritual empowerment. This then becomes misleading and exploitative. Preachers who major on this could be aiming to get rich at the expense of their church members. The issue of prospering at the expense of the church comes a long way, even from the Old Testament, where Prophet Samuel stated in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 3, "Behold, here I am, witness against me before the Lord, and before his anointed, whose ox have I taken, or whose ass have I taken, or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed, or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind mine eyes therewith? And I will restore you." Excuse me. Samuel wanted to be clear that his intention was not to take advantage of the flock. Apostle Paul, in the same vein, also stated in Acts chapter 20, verse 33, I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel." He went on to state in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 17 to 18, "Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you? I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walked we not in the same spirit? Walked we not in the same steps?" The Lord Jesus stated in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The priority, therefore, is the kingdom of God, and all material things become a bonus. Number two, false teachings or doctrines. There are churches that promote unbiblical or heretical teachings, like denying or twisting major or core Christian doctrines, subtracting from or adding to scripture. The Apostle Paul warned that no other doctrine should be preached or taught in the church apart from the one taught from the beginning. Number three, emotional manipulation. Certain preachers use emotional manipulation or coercion to influence people's decisions and behaviors. Number four, lack of accountability. Some churches might lack transparency or accountability, leading to issues like financial mismanagement or unchecked leadership abuses that also come across as financial in most cases. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12. Verse 20 to 21 says, avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. When speaking with regards to collections and offerings of the saints in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 3, Paul says, and when I come, whomsoever you shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. Paul made it clear that the church must have approved and trusted members whom they can trust with their finances, and that there may be accountability. Number five, cultural captivity and bondage. Some churches are overly tied to specific cultural or political ideologies, potentially compromising their core and major spiritual mission. Number six, false miracles, signs, wonders, and prophecies. Some preachers stage miracles, signs, and wonders, and prophecies to deceive the unsuspecting. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 says, even him, that is the beast or the Antichrist, whose coming is after the waking of Satan, with all powers and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
All right, it seems to have cut there somehow. There we are, yes, okay, yes.
And the aim is to finally pull people out of the faith and place them on the path of destruction.
Mm.
Then you have another aim being to take advantage of the gullible and defraud them of their earnings. Thank you for listening. I hope this presentation has blessed you. Amen.
Absolutely, sir. It has blessed us so much. It has just dealt some wonderful grace upon us. I really appreciate, and thank you so much to Lefasitole.
Your daily spiritual nourishment. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, we are still in Botswana. Let's take this one also from Botswana. Thank you so much. Lifwa, thank you so much.
Hello, this is Pastor Keith of Dominion Ministries, and today I want to look at deception in the church. Personally, I believe there are 4 big deceptions going on in the church today. The LGBT movement, can you be a gay Christian? Second one, is Jesus the only way to God, or can you get to God through Buddha, Muhammad, Hare Krishna, whoever? The third one, abortion. Is it okay to have an abortion? When does life begin? Does it begin at conception, or can you have an abortion anytime you want because it's your right, your body, your choice? And the fourth one, Israel. And not so long ago, not so many people cared about Israel. But today, it's very much a hot button issue. And, you know, we might live thousands and thousands of kilometers from Israel, but the nation is very involved politically. Our political masters and leaders are very interested in what happens in Israel. And you could say, well, what does the Bible say? The Bible says, before you take the speck out of somebody else's eyes and sort out the Middle East, maybe you should sort out your own problems back at home first. But yeah, let's have a look at Israel and see what the Bible says, so that we don't be deceived, and also that we stay under the blessings of God, because that's the important thing. You know, God wants to bless us. God wants to bless the nation of South Africa. And for the nation of South Africa to be blessed, we have to get in line with God's opinion. Do you remember in Jericho when Joshua came up to Jesus, or the angel before Jericho, and he said, whose side are you on? And he said, the angel or Jesus said, neither, but as captain of the Lord of hosts, I have now come. So what was he teaching Joshua? He was teaching Joshua that it's not, you've got to get onto God's side. God is not going to get onto your side. So you've got to conform to what God says and what God thinks if you want the blessings of God and you want the favor of God and you want God to bless your endeavors. Fortunately, Joshua learned the lesson. He got on the right side of God, and they took Jericho and got into the promised land. But if we want to get into our promised land, we've got to do the same thing that Joshua did. We've got to conform to the way God thinks about a situation and not think about the situation the way the world or the devil thinks about it. So what was the first thing that God said to Abraham? The very first thing. Okay, Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. The Lord said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Mm. So he's being sent to a land, okay? And what's going to happen in this land? I will make you into a great nation. So God himself, notice the word I, count the number of times that God says I, God, will make you into a great nation. So he's going to go to the land, and God is going to make the nation. And then he says, and I, God, will bless you too. And I, God, will make your name great, three, and you will be a blessing. I, God, will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the people of the earth will be blessed through you. So if you read this, you'll find that God is very interested in the promotion of the nation of Israel. I will make you into a great nation. Okay, so this is God's doing. This is not man's doing. It's not the Jews doing. This is God's doing. And I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Okay? I will bless those who bless you. Whoever curses you, I will curse. So there's a warning. You want to live under the blessing of God, then bless Israel. You want to live under the curse of God, then curse Israel. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that should change his mind. And all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you. So you will be blessed through your blessing of the nation of Israel. Now, some people say, oh, well, God's got done away with Israel. Well, to them I would say Jeremiah 31 and verse 35. This is what the Lord says. He who appointed the sun to shine by day, decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, stirs up the sea so its waves roar, the Lord Almighty is his name. Only if these decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will the descendants of Israel ever cease to be a nation before me. So have those decrees vanished? No, they haven't. So the nation of Israel is still a nation before Israel. Only if the heavens above can be measured and the foundation of the earth below searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel because of all they have done. So can the heavens above be measured and the foundations of the deep searched out? No, they can't. So God will not reject Israel. So Israel lives under the blessing of God. Is Israel a perfect nation? No, it's not. But any nation that blesses Israel will be blessed. Any nation that curses Israel will be cursed. Any denomination that curses Israel will also come under the curse, but a denomination that blesses Israel will be blessed. And it goes down to the individual. The individual that blesses Israel will be blessed, because that's what God says. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. Whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples of the earth will be blessed. Do you want to be blessed? Well, what does the Bible say? Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper that love thee. So you want to live under the blessings of God? Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for peace in Israel. Pray that God will bless the nation of Israel and they'll have the strength to stand up and overcome all that the devil wants to do to kill, steal, and destroy in that land. So there we are. Four big deceptions. Don't be deceived. Bless the nation of Israel and live under the blessings of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. And I want to say thank you to Chofamudim, which means Jehovah Jireh. That is Chofasitole, Lifa, Chofasitole. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good and grace you abundantly. As we said, we're giving all friends the opportunity to tug in, to do something, to say something.
People always talk about how corruption is undermining our development as a country. That may be true, but have you thought about how alcohol is destroying our society? Alcohol abuse contributes to unplanned pregnancies, premature deaths, families breaking apart, gender-based violence, and murder. Our roads have become killing fields due to crashes linked to drunken driving. Our health system is overwhelmed with billions of rands spent treating victims of alcohol-related accidents. To report any form of gender-based violence, contact the 24-hour GBV Command Center at 0800 428 428. Be part of the new, wiser South African generation who say no to alcohol. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health.
All right, let's go to Eunice. Hey, Busi.
Oh, my brother, this is a very complex issue of deceptions of today. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if we're aware of how complex and how difficult it is to discern this kind of thing happening. It's happening every day in our lives now, and it's become even more prevalent because we see deception as a reality in these days. And deceptions, and Jesus Christ in the Bible has told his disciples that, you know, in Matthew 24, verse 4, watch out that no one deceives you.
Mm.
And he wanted us and his disciples to be aware of the occurrences and events during the end times, like the times of today, where we see and hear that Jesus Christ is coming. And he says we must be vigilant. He warned his disciples to be vigilant at the time.
Mm.
And even now it's still relevant that we should be vigilant about what is happening to us, where people are not telling the truth about themselves, about what they're doing. Mm. Companies wanting to take over our lives, governments wanting to take over our lives. And it's a human behavior. And it's something that is entrenched in us as people. And it has become part of culture that a person would deceive other people in personal relationships, in the interactions socially, in economic and financial transactions and politics, and everywhere you see it.
Mm.
And I think we should be very careful of what is reality and what is not. And it is usually where people do it because they want to gain something from you. They want to mislead you. They want to advance because of what they see in you. There's a lot of competition. People are competing against each other. People fear rejection. People fear negative judgment about themselves and about other people. So, but because we have to trust that Jesus Christ says, we have to be alert and watch out for these signs. Mm. And unfortunately, we see that even people use the word of the Lord to deceive other people. People collect monies in churches, in social gatherings, in the name of the Lord. And it's going to be even more prevalent as we talk about the Antichrist behavior, that I hope that Christians understand what it is now. Antichrist behavior means anything that has to do and is against the teachings of the Lord. Mm. And this comes at a time where, you know, we are nearing the end of the world, and people should just be careful. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Busi. Oh, yes. I really appreciate, my friend. Thank you so much. And, of course, let's go to the Sefako Makatu University, the medical university. Let's go, and I'd like us to listen to Dr. Baratwa also on this issue. She said something very powerful on the issue of deception. Dr. Baratwa.
Beloved listeners of Radio Pulpit, greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining Pastor Relo Khodi and myself today. We live in a world filled with noise. Every day, voices call for our attention in the form of social media, culture, politics, even false teachers. But not every voice is from God. The Bible warns us again and again that in the last days, deception will increase. And my assignment today is simple: to shine the light of God's word on the deceptions of our time, so that you and I may walk in truth, not in lies. Let us begin with the words of Yeshua himself in Matthew 24, verse 4, where he said, "Watch out that no one deceives you." Notice, Yeshua didn't say if deception comes. He said when deception comes. The book of 2 Timothy chapter number 4 from verse 3 through 4 warns us, "For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them teachers who say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths." Friends, are we not living in that time? Many today want a gospel that feels good but doesn't challenge sin. A gospel of prosperity without holiness. A gospel of blessings without repentance. Ask yourself today, am I seeking truth, or am I just looking for words that make me feel comfortable? Let us quickly go to the book of Romans, chapter number 12, verse 2, that says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." But what is the world saying today? Truth is relative. Secondly, follow your heart. And lastly, do what makes you happy. Right. Isn't these what we normally tell to each other or tell to ourselves? Yet the Bible says in Jeremiah 17 verse 9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" Worldly wisdom may sound sweet, but it is often poison. True wisdom comes from God's word. Are you being shaped more by scripture or by culture, dear listeners? Again, when you go to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 3, verse 13, it says, but encourage one another daily, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Sin often enters dressed as something harmless. A little lie, a small compromise, a habit we excuse, but the more we allow it, the harder our hearts become. Beloved listeners, deception doesn't always shout. Sometimes it whispers to us, and before long we find ourselves far from God. Going into another scripture, let's look quickly into the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 11, verse 14, that says, Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Not everything that looks good is from God. Sometimes deception comes dressed in beauty, success, or popularity. Even the devil can look attractive if it means leading souls astray. Does this align with the word of God? Does this glorify Christ, or does it glorify self? That is how you are able to test every spirit, by asking yourself these questions that I've just uttered. Proverbs 3 verse 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. One of today's greatest deceptions is the lie of self-sufficiency. I don't need God. I can do it on my own. Don't we all like saying this to ourselves sometimes? But the truth is, without him, we are nothing. Jesus said in John 15, verse 5, apart from me, you can do nothing. Beloved, deception is real. It is subtle, it is powerful, but you don't have to fall for it. Jesus is the truth, and when we cling to him, we cannot be deceived. I would like us to pray as we conclude on this message. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word that exposes deceptions or deception and reveals truth. Today we repent of every lie we believed, every compromise we entertained, and every false voice we followed. Lord, awaken our spirits. Give us discernment. Fill us with the Holy Spirit that we may know truth from error. Keep us rooted in your word and let us walk in light, not in darkness, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, dear listeners, repeat this after me. I am a child of truth. I reject deception. I walk in light. Yes. The word of God is my guide, and Jesus Christ is my truth forever. Say it again with faith, dear listeners, that I walk in truth. Friends, deception may be everywhere in today's world, but the truth is stronger. Therefore, stay rooted in Scripture. Stay filled with the Holy Spirit. Stay close to Yeshua HaMashiach. Until next time, may the Lord keep you in his truth and guard you from every deception. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Baratwa Muema. I really appreciate. Thank you so much for such a dedication. It's just amazing there. All right, Kwasi Nontlantla, something also coming in handy. Now, it is good that we hear the public. All the time it's us talking, and it's good that we listen to you, and we will give the concluding remarks.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082 0800-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Hey, kwasinanhlanhla.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Hi.
The deception of today. The dictionary meaning of the word is telling lies as though it's the truth. And now one would ask what the difference is between lying and deceit. Lying is sending a false message through communication, and deceit exploits cognitive loopholes in a victim. So deceit is when someone, when deceit comes from a person, it's when someone is observing you and they see where they can benefit and how they can benefit from you. So there's different types as well of deception. There's deception within the church, from our elders especially, unfortunately, through our false teachings, because we don't read the word, we don't read it ourselves. We expect someone else to read and interpret it for us. And then there's deception from our friends, from family, from the surroundings, that is withholding information. That also is deception. And then the self-deception, which is the most dangerous. We deceive ourselves, Pastor Ray, by lying to ourselves and believing that a lot of things are okay. For one, adultery, as an example, there's fornication, there's idolatry. There's a lot, and we believe these to be true yet, and then convince ourselves, and God forgives, yet we misuse the grace, for lack of a better word, we misuse the grace. Now, the book of 1 Corinthians 3, verse 18, it says, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. So for us to know who God is, we need to be kids, we need to be children, and learn and listen. And we do that by listening to the word in church, and then we go and study the word for ourselves, obviously through the teaching by the Holy Spirit. Because as in yes, though we rely on our pastors to teach us the word. We rely on them, and this takes me back to a situation I once found myself in, not found myself in, I got myself into the situation. I went to a church. I choose not to say which church. I went to a church where I was married at the time. The husband left. I was not desperate for him to return home. And out of nowhere, I was prophesied about this. You know, I got excited. Yay, this is so true. And then the prophet says to me, do you want him back home? Obviously, I said yes. And then he says, okay, we'll pray about it. And then we prayed about it. Some days later, I had left my numbers with him. Some days later, he calls me, unfortunately, on my payday. He calls me, he says to me, you must test God with your salary, and you will see your husband back home.
Aibo.
That is, for me, an example of deceit, because I did not know the word. Had I not known the word, I would have believed him, and I would have probably given my whole salary, because I was so desperate for the husband to return home. Other forms of deception, Pastor Ray, is idolatry. It's adultery, where people believe it's okay to commit adultery. It's okay to fornicate as well. There's a lot. It's okay to steal. It's okay to sin. Sin is associated with the devil, and sin is deception itself. So we do these things, Pastor Ray, with the misuse of igrace kaNkulunkulu. We always say, but God understands. We advocate for God because we know the truth, yet we deceive ourselves. There's deception in the churches as well, where a lot of the pastors would just, for their own personal financial gain, they would preach what they believe would gain them funds from a person. They will tell you, if you do this, we preach money more than the word. That for me is deception. And people need to start reading the word for themselves to understand what this deception is, to discern as well the deception. Because the word also in Matthew 24:24 says, for false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So these, as I said, Uguti, deception exploits and finds loopholes in the victim. So if you are not wise enough and have not discerned the spirit, you find yourself in a position where you'll be deceived, even when you believe you know the word, even when you believe you are covered and you are safe from this deception. So the way forward for us as Ama Christians, Pastor Ray, is to read the word continually, so on a daily basis, and ask the Holy Spirit as well to speak to us, you know, to reveal the word to us, so that we know what to say or peace maybe when it comes to these things.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father be glorified. And this is Kwasi Nontlantla. And of course, you know, I was just pushed in my spirit to ask you to talk to us. And hey, I'm really, 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 really graced. Thank you.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit, yakha umSouth Africa nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Now we've heard what the public says. We need to respond to this. Kwasi says, for sin seizing an opportunity through the commandment deceived me and through it killed me. Romans 7:11. That is Kwasi there. And also, let's see. Who's another one? Okay, Lenny says, good evening, Pastor Ray. My message is so long. Perhaps you should rather read it by yourself later, because I'd rather that you read it. All right. I will read it by myself later on. And let us wrap it up, because time is really gone. I'm giving our guests at least 3.5 minutes each to really ponder on what has been said and to make their conclusions. And I trust that the Father will do you good and grace you so much in a mighty way.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Jeremiah 9:5 says, everyone will deceive his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. We are in a society that is overburdened, and when I listened to all our contributors from all across South Africa, from Parliament, from everywhere, from, you know, tertiary institutions, from everywhere, I could just deduce such a heaviness on us because of this deception. What's the way forward? Muruti Maraka, let me give you at least 3 minutes to go with it. What say you, sir?
Indeed, my brother, we thank God for everyone who has come onto the platform.
Hallelujah.
And shared what the Lord has put in their hearts. I was sitting here listening, and I heard the word of God just being interwoven.
Hallelujah.
To show what deception is. Now, in Colossians, deception is according to the human tradition. It's according to the basic principles of this world, and it's not according to Christ. So the antidote to deception, because everyone is liable to be deceived and even to be deluded, even to be misled. The antidote is the Word of God and relying on the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit, through the pen of Paul, says it this way in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Activate your salvation in fear and trembling. One may just listen to those two words and miss out that they are actually parts of phrases. Yes. We activate our salvation. In other words, salvation, being set free out of deception. Loving the truth. How? Through trembling at the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 5, he says, listen here, you who tremble at the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 22 verse 29, the Messiah says, you are being misled because you don't know the scripture,
sir,
and the ability of God. Now, we must tremble at the Word of God. When we read the scripture, let's not just read them for the sake of reading. Let's read, and whatever we are commanded to do out in the scriptures, we must do. That is trembling at the Word. That is an antidote to being deceived. Number two, in the fear of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. The spirit of Yeshua the Christ is the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. If we submit to the spirit, then we cannot rely on our own understanding. And we depart from being stupid and become wise through that word, through that spirit, basically, the fear of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and trembling at the Word of God. Therefore, we are walking according to the wisdom of Christ.
All right, and let me give over to you. It's 2 minutes left, and what say you finally, Professor?
Thank you very much for the point, and my word as a conclusion will be, first, I'm very pleased to hear what everyone has said, whatever message they brought in, to looking at deception in various places. It's showing that we are surrounded by deception almost, and deception kind of being the talk of the day, meaning that in one way or the other, they use the word half truth, because these days the only way to make it somehow, if you don't want people to discover you, is to bring up an half truth, something that looks like truth while it's not. And today we are facing this almost everywhere, and it is for us to wake up. As one of the people say that, how do you know who comes with deception? How do you know with that? As I said as well, because we have people that are self-proclaimed. They come by themselves. And the Bible is so clear in this regard that we shall know them by their fruit. What we need to consider more is not the gifting, but is the fruit. Because today, it's so easy for somebody to just deceive you by what he is able to do, what he's capable to portray out there. And if we don't check, if we don't look at the fruit of the person, it's so easy that you can fall into that trap. And the enemy, whatever he's doing, if you read in the book of Ephesians 6, verse 11, the Bible is saying, when talk about the armors, that we're supposed to put on, but the Bible is talking about we need to be standing against the schemes, against the strategies, against the deceit. I mean, the devil is using as a weapon nowadays, but he was still using that, and he's still using the same weapon until today to make us not to see the light somehow. But we thank the Father, because the sons of the light will continue to be seen and be able to discover and to detect wherever deceit comes from. And it is so very important for us, as we discuss tonight, that each one of us may go home, and those who listened and those who have contributed, that you may sit at one point and reason a bit and say, where are we? Are we really running into the truth, or we are going off truth, or we are completely in deceit?
Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you to all our contributors. Thank you to Julia Sifako. Thank you to Kwasi Nontanta. Thank you, Dr. Barato. Lebo. Rampile, thank you so much. I really appreciate. Busi Matango, thank you very much. I appreciate. Thank you so much to Hufasitole. I really appreciate. And of course, we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Thank you so much. Timuruti Mraka, pass my regards, sir.
Thank you, my brother. And I'm asking you to do the same. And I'm asking Pastor Kabamba to do the same. There is a hand waving here next to me.
Oh, yes. Please tell that hand to make an appointment date with me next week, Thursday. She's on air. She's on air. She's on air. I'm going to send the topic.
You must see the eyes being big like.
Now, I was thinking about it. I was going to send the message anyway.
And,
yeah. And
praise
then
God.
Also, thank you so much to Professor Kabamba, Provisori.
Yeah, thank you very much. And also, I mean, actually, I say great things to your families and all the blessings God with you. May the Almighty Father continue to sustain all of us.
Pass our regards at home and also to the members of the congregation. We love them so much.
May the Father exactly that. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for so much of support and time in listening. Thank you very much that you had spent time listening to the show. To the Father be all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda taking you through from Mire to the Rabah.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.